Test 6 Listening, Part 3. You'll hear a website interview with a fashion designer called Sam Tate. For questions 15 to 20, choose the answer A, B, C or D, which fits best according to what you hear. You now have 1 minute to look at Part 3.
How did you get into fashion design?
Both my parents are artists. My mom's a photographer and my dad's a leathersmith. My mom picked up on my interest in looking at pictures in her fashion magazines and actually taught me to sew when I was pretty young. I would even do clothing designs on paper without realizing what I was doing. In high school, I started making my own clothes. Mostly altering or adding on to other things, because I never liked anything the way it was when I bought it. I also made a lot of jewelry. Turquoise was the stone of choice.
What did you study at college?
I started out as a jewelry major, after randomly ending up in a textile class focusing on surface design. I realized that I could make my own fabrics and then make clothing out of them. I completely fell in love with all aspects of textile design and had to sort of give up the jewelry thing, even though I still loved it. Maybe I'll go back to that one day. I ended up as both a fashion design and fibers major.
As part of your course, did you have to do any kind of apprenticeship with an established designer? How was that?
The last 2.5 years of school, I worked for a small business that makes hand-painted silk clothing, bags, and accessories. The owner was actually one of my teachers. There were 4 of us all together. I was really lucky she chose me as one of them. And we hand-painted all the fabric, then shipped it off to be sewn in California. It's good to get this experience. You need it at least as much as you need a college diploma if you're going to succeed as a designer.
So, what do you think really inspired you to get into fashion design?
It was something that started when I was really young. One theory I have is that I've always been a rather timid person, extremely so, in fact. I gradually realized that clothing was something that drew attention to me and made people talk to me so I wouldn't have to start conversations. This helped me a lot. I think that's also where my thing for turquoise comes in. It's such a unique color, and in my experience, people are really interested in it. They're sort of drawn to it.
Can you tell us about your philosophy as far as fashion is concerned?
Fashion design is, of course, functional. Not that all art isn't functional in some way, but it's something you can actually touch and feel and interact with. In a way, it's sort of like music. It's a part of our daily life. And so should be something we really love. I mean, we can kind of be creative through the way we dress or decorate our own bodies. And then you get all this immediate feedback and reactions out of people you meet and their thoughts on what you're doing. Above all, I just really believe that the right clothing and color can make you feel better about yourself and can give you more confidence. I think many people dress in a very boring manner in this country, sometimes even ugly. And I just don't get it. We like to be surrounded by beautiful things, so why wouldn't we want our clothing to be beautiful as well?
How do you now feel about fashion as a business?
I started making clothing because I had to. I had to satisfy a creative need that I couldn't in any other way. It's not always that easy, though. I think it is important for young artists and designers to know this. Everyone gets so much criticism these days for selling out or abandoning their principles, but sometimes you have to do certain things. Compromise in order to keep doing the thing that makes you happy. I started making clothing to sell because I needed money, not because that was my goal. I started with the idea that everything would be handmade and one of a kind. I wanted to do costume and custom orders only. I would love that, but right now it's just not possible for me. I have to start producing more of one thing because that's the only way I can survive and occupy my time in the way I want to.
Now you'll hear part three again.
How did you get into fashion design?
Both my parents are artists. My mom's a photographer and my dad's a leathersmith. My mom picked up on my interest in looking at pictures in her fashion magazines and actually taught me to sew when I was pretty young. I would even do clothing designs on paper without realizing what I was doing. In high school, I started making my own clothes, mostly altering or adding on to other things because I never liked anything the way it was when I bought it. I also made a lot of jewelry. Turquoise was the stone of choice.
What did you study at college?
I started out as a jewelry major. After randomly ending up in a textile class focusing on surface design, I realized that I could make my own fabrics and then make clothing out of them. I completely fell in love with all aspects of textile design and had to sort of give up the jewelry thing, even though I still loved it. Maybe I'll go back to that one day. I ended up as both a fashion design and fibers major.
As part of your course, did you have to do any kind of apprenticeship with an established designer? How was that?
The last 2.5 years of school, I worked for a small business that makes hand-painted silk clothing, bags, and accessories. The owner was actually one of my teachers. There were 4 of us all together. I was really lucky she chose me as one of them. And we hand-painted all the fabric, then shipped it off to be sewn in California. It's good to get this experience. You need it at least as much as you need a college diploma if you're going to succeed as a designer.
So, what do you think really inspired you to get into fashion design?
It was something that started when I was really young. One theory I have is that I've always been a rather timid person, extremely so, in fact. I gradually realized that clothing was something that drew attention to me and made people talk to me so I wouldn't have to start conversations. This helped me a lot. I think that's also where my thing for turquoise comes in. It's such a unique color, and in my experience, people are really interested in it. They're sort of drawn to it.
Can you tell us about your philosophy as far as fashion is concerned?
Fashion design is, of course, functional. Not that all art isn't functional in some way, but it's something you can actually touch and feel and interact with. In a way, it's sort of like music. It's a part of our daily life, and so should be something we really love. I mean, we can kind of be creative through the way we dress or decorate our own bodies. And then you get all this immediate feedback and reactions out of people you meet and their thoughts on what you're doing. Above all, I just really believe that the right clothing and color can make you feel better about yourself and can give you more confidence. I think many people dress in a very boring manner in this country, sometimes even ugly, and I just don't get it. We like to be surrounded by beautiful things, so why wouldn't we want our clothing to be beautiful as well?
How do you now feel about fashion as a business?
I started making clothing because I had to. I had to satisfy a creative need that I couldn't in any other way. It's not always that easy, though. I think it is important for young artists and designers to know this. Everyone gets so much criticism these days for selling out or abandoning their principles, But sometimes you have to do certain things, compromise, in order to keep doing the thing that makes you happy. I started making clothing to sell because I needed money, not because that was my goal. I started with the idea that everything would be handmade and one of a kind. I wanted to do costume and custom orders only. I would love that, but right now, it's just not possible for me. I have to start producing more of one thing because that's the only way I can survive and occupy my time in the way I want to.
That's the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.